Unfortunately, we lost a great tzaddik today in Eretz Yisrael, Professor Daniel Sadir, Professor Tzaddik, as he was known, was a professor of just amazing Jewish history when he was in YU for 12 years, from 2008 until 2020. I had the zechut of being able to take his course, Jews in Muslim Lands, which was a course he offered in the IBC program. But given I was not able to take it at that time, when I finally reached the point of taking a Revel class for the first time so that I could fulfill an honors requirement in college, I took his class. Why take an honors undergraduate class when you can have Professor Tzaddik? Professor Tzaddik was such literally a tzaddik. He was an expert in the history of Islam, its intersect with Jewish history, and his midot, his sterling Persian midot, make such a name no better fitting than for anybody than him, that he was such a tzaddik, such a humble person, such a humble person. I remember his class very vividly. I took it in about, I think, 2016, 2017. We learned about the origins of Islam on a graduate level, the interactions with the Jewish community at the time, the Jewish status, the dhimma, and the different interactions of the Jews throughout the Islamic Empire in the Muslim world. We learned about the Geonim, the Karaites, and the Cairo Geniza. I learned so much from that class. I have such good notes. I look back on them fondly, and I'm so appreciative for having had the privilege of taking Professor Tzaddik as a professor, not just for the contents that I learned, but also for the midot that I gleaned from observing how he interacted with people. Given it wasn't a yeshiva class, with which assumed a certain level of familiarity with these texts and concepts already, he was teaching a graduate level course to people of a wide range of backgrounds. The only requisite was that you needed to have a knowledge of proficient knowledge of Hebrew, but that was about it. There was a non-Jewish person in the class, if I recall correctly, and he was amazing. The way he interacted with us, he was always so sweet, so calm. No matter what you said, he never responded in anger or fury, despite the fact that you totally missed what he had said for the past number of minutes. He used to present various academic approaches to explaining historical phenomena, historical occurrences, and he would oftentimes include Torah perspectives, not being someone who flaunted his Torah knowledge. In fact, he was the opposite. He was an extremely humble person. Me'od, me'od shefal ruach. Professor Tzaddik never, ever put himself over anybody else. Even his students in the class. What does a little smicha student, like an undergraduate student like me, know more than he does? He's been researching Rav Saadia Gaon, the Rambam, and many other greats of the Islamic world for many more decades than I had. He had a PhD on it also. He could read the tafsir in the original Arabic. And he gave me the time of day, gave the other students the time of day, and he would use the sources that he had at his fingertips, sometimes to even trump the academics by pointing out the nonsensical points that they presented, given what we know from the Torah. And he would use the Torah and the academic stuff, if I recall correctly, even sometimes to enhance our knowledge of Torah as well. He had a tremendous humility, and you could see the Yirat Shamayim on his face when he would mention the names of great Chachamim like Rav Ovadia Yosef and others. You could see the Yirat Shamayim on his face. He was a true, true Tamim Persian Tzaddik. He was such a sweetheart. And his contribution, not just to the world through his class, is palpable through his contribution in text, in writing. If you go to the YU library on the fourth floor today, there are a number of bookcases dedicated to different Jewish communities and their intellectual histories. The Taimanim have a shelf or two. The Moroccans have a shelf or two. The Syrians have a shelf or two. Of course, the Ashkenazim have a bookcase or two. And the Persians don't even have a bookcase, a bookshelf. Maybe half a bookshelf. Professor Tzaddik was working on fixing that. There is an unfortunate stereotype that there was no Torah in Iran. And It's based partially on a comment the Chida makes in the end of Shema Gedolim about how when the Gemara was composed, Talmud Bavli was composed in Parasum Adai and Bavel, it sacked the Nitzotzot of Kedusha, the holy sparks, out of that land. And then there was no longer any need for Torah proliferation in those lands. The Torah moved to other countries to suck out the sparks from those lands. And therefore, that left Iran as a spiritual wasteland. The Chida makes comments further on along those lines that what he had heard was going on in Iran and the sheer intellectual dearth of the people in Torah. And this led to many people until today to think that Iran was full of complete Philistines in Torah. And Professor Tzadik contributed to this by first of all writing a beautiful article where he rereads the Chida and offers new interpretation of the Chida, as well as heralding sources, marshaling sources to disprove this concept in general. Professor Tzadik's work eventually evolved into a book that was published in 2019 by Mossad Harav Kook called Yehudei Iran v'Safrut HaRabbanit, Safrut Rabbanit HaBeitim Chadashim, New Perspectives on Iranian Jewry and Rabbinic Literature, where he basically calls through his tremendous expertise in the field from a variety of sources to demonstrate that there were people who were learned in Torah in Iran. There was a connection between Iran and the outside world. And no one's revising history. There's no denying the fact. This isn't Morocco. This isn't Syria. This isn't Baghdad. We all know that Iran doesn't come close in comparison. The point is simply to demonstrate that it wasn't a zero. It was more than that. How much more than that? You have to read his book, where he shows the correspondences that took place between the Jews and the rabbis in Iran and those around them through over a millennia of evidence. And Professor Tzadik, his work, his life's contribution is certainly in that field, where he really brought the Torah of Iran to the fore from 1,000 years ago till today. And he himself deserves to be listed among the great people produced by the Iranian community around the world, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. And for that, he will be sorely missed. He will be sorely missed. He was so young. It's so tragic to hear that he was not doing well a few weeks ago, and then to hear today that he passed away. He will be sorely missed. It was already bad enough that we lost him in 2019, 2020, when he used to live here in Washington Heights. He was always that Israeli family that didn't fit in. And he moved back to Eretz Yisrael so that his children would have a better education. So it was sad to see him go back then, and now it's sad to see that he's gone altogether, to hear that he's gone altogether. So Zechir Tzadik Livracha, we should take the memory of the Tzadik with us. And Hashem should give us a beracha by mentioning him. And also we should take the midot with us as well. The Gemara says, the end of Masechet Megillah, that the world stands on the avodah of the korbanot, and Abraham Avinu at Berit Ben Abitarim was promised by the Ribono Shel Olam that whenever the Jewish people sin, they bring korbanot, and it will appease Hashem and the world will continue. And Avraham Avinu says, well, but okay, Naniach, I understand when the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam, when the Beit HaMikdash is standing, that they can do that. But what about when the Beit HaMikdash is gone? Hashem says, don't worry. Don't worry. If they offer a tefillah in front of me, then that will be sufficient. The tefillah can be in the place of the Korban. If they pray, then that is enough. Rav Ovadia points out in his eulogy for Chacham Ben Tzion Meir Chai Uziel, printed in the back of at least Chazon Ovadia and Arba'at Taniyot, but as well, I think, in his Sefer, in other Sefarim, in Or Yisrael as well, Chacham Ovadia asks that this Bavli, the Gemara in Megillah, contradicts a Yerushalmi. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi has the same conversation between Avraham Avinu and the Ribono Shel Olam, but the punchline is different. Instead of saying that if they are unable to bring korbanot due to the lack of a Beit HaMikdash, they should pray, and that will take the place. That will be the substitute for the korban. Hashem says that he will take a tzaddik, And that will be the requisite, that will be the substitute, the kapara, to achieve mechila, selicha, v'chapara for the Jewish people. So Rav Avadia asks, isn't this a contradiction? Which one is it? Is it the tefillah or is it the death of tzaddikim? And he answers that it's one or the other. If you pray with kavanah, then your tefillah works. But if you pray without kavanah, you're just spacing out, like I myself find myself doing quite often, during your tefillah, so then it's like you brought a korban without kavanah. A korban without kavanah is pigul, it's pasul, it's worthless. It could even be an avera. So now that you didn't bring the tefillah, you didn't bring the korban, Hashem has no choice but to result to option number two, and that is taking a tzaddik away. So Rav Avadia adjures us, and certainly the message is still true, to pay more attention in our tefillot, to work harder in our tefillot to achieve the mechila, selicha, v'chapara that we need to save us from the terrible tribulations of our times and to avoid the loss of tzaddikim. I remember so vividly praying for at least a year or two, not in the Svardi Minyan of Wayu for Shacharit, but rather in the 720 Minyan in the old Beit Midrash. And Professor Tzaddik would pray there with me as well every day. I remember him every single day after tefillah, sitting and learning a little bit more, or I think he was saying Tehillim. And then we would sometimes schmooze in the hallway afterwards as well on the way out of the building. He took his tefillah very seriously, Professor Tzaddik. If there's something that we could take with us, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Hashem took away a Tzaddik from us, it should be a kapara for the Jewish people. And if we want the Ezad Hashem to double up on that, we should take some of this tremendous dedication, this innocent, honest, humble dedication to the Torah and Mitzvot of Professor Tzaddik, and increase our own tefillah, so that we should be Zocher to Allah Tzaddikim, Allah Chassidim, Ve'al She'erit Amecha Beit Yisrael, and Pelitat Beit Sofrehem, and we should have Sachar Tov L'chol Botachim V'Shincha Ve'emet. For someone like Professor Tzaddik, who had so much bitachon and the like, and we should be zoche, Sim Chalkenu Imahem. Yezichro Baruch. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen V'Amen.